name of the song is Who Am I With You. You might recognize that as a Chris Young song.
Oh, yeah.
And in the studio with me, Scott Merrick. He's the dude behind this cover version. You can find it on the SoundCloud page on Scott Merrick's website. Nice to have you in studio, Scott.
Thank
nice
you for
to meet
me.
You.
I appreciate the.
So you're covering Chris Young. I imagine you use some of these SoundClouds for demos when you're playing in clubs and things
right.
like that.
People are, when we haven't played a venue before, they're always curious what we sound like, and that an acoustic version of a song everybody knows is a good way to give them an idea of what we sound like.
Well, we're talking off the air. I know you were a little hesitant to even kind of play these because you feel there's somebody else's songs that you're covering, but let me ask it this way then. This is a song about a specific person that made that, well, maybe Chris or someone better, you know, just
yeah.
happier to have them in your life. Who are the people in your life that you're really glad you have in your life? Maybe they've helped you along in your music career. Maybe they helped you be a better person.
Well, I think this song in particular is more about a romantic
right.
relationships. But I mean, obviously, like my family and friends have been incredibly supportive of the whole thing. I mean, it's typically not something that you push your kid into doing. Go be a rock star.
Well, you know, you grew up in suburban Chicago.
Yeah.
In Downers Grove.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
You did your research.
I did my research, yeah. So growing up in suburban Chicago, my stereotype says, boy, Chicago is not a country music scene. Am I wrong on that?
Not at all. And I think, I mean, that the country came in really early in my life. My mom used to listen to it on the radio all the time, so I got a lot of this. That's why we were talking about The River. That song's from the early 90s, and that's one of the ones that stuck with me.
What is the country music scene like in Chicago or even suburban Chicago? Are you kind of a lone wolf out there?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a handful of really good country cover bands that play the same bars and venues that we play. I think there's enough of a following there. I mean, their big shows do well still, like Soldier Field and
yeah.
Wrigley Field and Allstate Arena. Those shows all do really well in country, so...
Well, there's some guys in Chicago that I've talked to, the Henhouse Prowlers. I've just talked with, you know, the leader of that group the other day, and they were talking about what a scene there is for bluegrass music. It's a smaller scene, but it's a
really?
Pretty intense scene in Chicago. Kent Rose is a guy I've talked to a couple of years ago. He's more of a rockabilly guy. And he says, yeah, there's a real intense rockabilly scene. It's small, but it's intense.
I've been to one bar that does a lot of that stuff, and a friend of ours who did sound for one of our shows invited us to a rockabilly show at the Penny Road Pub.
I haven't heard of it, but that sounds like something Kent might play.
You know, the stand-up bass and the,
yeah,
you know, just the three guys just
slapping the hell
going
out of
to town. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, you mentioned The River. We were talking about that off the air. It's a Garth Brooks song, and it's about navigating through life.
You know, a dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows. And a dream is just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you.
So what has it been like for you? You're trying to make a go of this musically.
It's tough because there's a lot of reasons it's difficult, and there's a lot of reasons that it's amazing. It's not easy to walk into a bar and say, hey, can I play here? And most people tend to do that kind of stuff through email. That's an even tougher road to go down, so we usually actually go to bars in person and try and talk to the right people, and that seems to at least improve your chances.
Well, you've got a pretty outgoing personality too, so that probably helps.
And, you know, mine is nothing compared to our manager, Matt. He's just always talking to everybody. He will talk to people until they tell him to leave.
So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide.
The song is The River. It's the cover of the Garth Brooks song done by Scott Merrick. He's joining us in the GLT studios, and this is Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. What was it about country music that grabbed you? You mentioned your mom was a country music fan, and I imagine you, growing up in Downers Grove, you heard a lot of different kinds of music. Why country? How did that grab you?
Well, I think that the songs are very real for the most part. It's real situations and... honestly, a lot of stuff I can relate to. Also, from a performing standpoint, the crowds are very fun to be around. We play a lot of venues that have alcohol, so naturally I'm around
alcohol-influenced
people. Yeah, so it's so much fun because they're all letting loose and having a good time. I mean, there's never any problems among the crowd. It's typically just a fun time.
Well, let's talk about your new song. You've got one new song.
We've got one, our first single just came out on the
this is pretty exciting.
iTunes and Spotify. And
it's called Can't Wait.
It's been a hell of a work day.
Why don't you just give us a little bit of background about the song itself? It's a lot more plugged in than the demos you have up on SoundCloud.
Right, this is
full band.
Right, this full band, and we had a lot of fun in the studio making it. It's about a you'll know right away, but it's about a girl and a girl that I know, and we met living, you know, hours apart from each other, and it's just kind of like us trying to make that work. And
so you wrote the song.
I did write it.
I mean, music and lyrics. This is yours.
Yes.
So who's working with you in the band?
Kevin Yarger is our drummer, who lives here and is from here. Cody Gesser is our guitarist, and he is from Gibson City, lives here now. And they're a couple of great guys to work with.
Is the song indicative of what's to come? Is this going to be an album pretty soon?
It's going to be... I don't know if this is going to be the huge song on it, but it's going to be... Hopefully within the next year, we'll be putting out a five-song EP. And we've just entered into a songwriting competition with our first song, and we're excited to promote that.
In a couple hours, we'll be doing all of it. Yeah, we'll be doing all of it. 'Cause I put on the gas, hauling ass, rocking some Motley Crue. Yelling out songs about breaking the law and sexing girls like you. Yeah, on the wasted Friday.
It's kind of fun to talk to people right as they're starting to create the music. It's right at the beginning of their career. Where is this something you're serious about? Is this something you're toying around with? Do you want this to go somewhere?
I really do. I enjoy hanging out with the guys. I enjoy the shows are so much fun. It's so much fun to get up on stage and just sing. That's all we do is play music and sing, and hopefully everyone has a good time listening. And as long as that continues to climb as it has been, I don't see why I should turn back.
so ideally, it's like an interview question. Ideally, in 5 years, you are what?
I would hope to have a song on the radio in the top 40.
Well, if this song is any indication, you've got a good shot. This is really good.
Thank you.
No, seriously, Scott, this is fantastic. Scott Merrick of the Scott Merrick Band. Nice to have you in the GLT studios.
Thank you for having me.
And continued good luck with. We want to hear the music now as it keeps coming out, right?
Yeah. I'll give it to you.